become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. We'll be with you live from the studios here in Republic Broadcasting Network on this ninth day of September 2005. A lot of people have been calling the network, wanting to know if I was still alive. Was I in jail? Did they come after and get me because of my statements on air yesterday? No, they didn't. And I stuck my finger in just about everybody's eye that I could in government. Not a peep, folks. That either means that they have bigger plans for us in the very near future, or they just don't think that we're that much of a threat. And by threat, I mean, we're armed with the truth, we're armed with our Constitution. It's the ammunition they don't have, and it's certainly what they've not been firing off. Open phone Friday day, folks. I had a scheduled guest, and I decided to cancel it because, well, it just doesn't seem to be that kind of a day today to have a scheduled guest. I've had people calling me today at the network saying, you know, things are getting pretty bad. What are we going to do? Well, I don't know how many different ways I have to say this, or I just might as well tape a program where I'm just repeating a mantra over and over and over again until either people get it or they get sick of it and turn it off. People are still looking for that magic bullet. I haven't found it. But what I do know, that you can't shut up 30, 40, 50, 60 screaming millions of people. They can't kill them. They can't ignore them. These are the people, the core people in this country, ladies and gentlemen. There's not 60 million of them yet, but there should be. We should have been adding those numbers 10 years ago. We should be at that number today. That everybody's sitting around quaking in their boots, looking at each other, going, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Keep asking yourself that question and stop listening to me, because obviously whatever I've been saying to you has gone unheeded. What exactly have I been saying? Add to our numbers. Let me repeat that again for people that don't understand English. Add to our numbers. You just might as well play music for the rest of the 2 hours now. That's all I wanted to say today. Okay? I don't see if there's any use of putting out one more bit of information. People aren't getting it. You sitting around whining and crying and quaking in your boots. Oh, my God, it's the New World Order. They're going to get us. You keep doing what you're doing, and I guarantee you that's exactly what's going to happen.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it. And put a jingle in your pocket.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
Well, I guess there's some good news here today. FEMA Director Brown relieved of hurricane responsibilities. Maybe he'll go back to tending his horses now. Federal Emergency Management Agency Director Michael Brown. Let me see here. Is being removed from his role managing Hurricane Katrina relief efforts. Brown is being sent back to Washington from Baton Rouge, where he was primarily the official overseeing the federal government's response to the disaster, according to two federal officials who declined to be identified before the announcement. Brown will be replaced by Coast Guard Vice Admiral Thad W. Allen, who was overseeing New Orleans relief and rescue efforts. Brown has been under fire because of the administration's slow response to the magnitude of the hurricane on Thursday. Questions were raised about whether he padded his resume to highlight his previous emergency management background. Less than an hour before Brown's removal came to light, White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan said Brown had not resigned and the president has not asked for his resignation. Well, somebody is. I'm talking about Bush, that is. Get to that story next. Amid escalating calls for Brown's ouster, the White House had insisted publicly for days that Bush retained confidence in his FEMA chief. But there was no question that Brown's star was fading in the administration. In the storm's early days, Brown was the president's primary briefer on its path and the response effort, but by the weekend, those duties had been taken over by Brown's boss, Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff. Also, while Brown was very visible by the president's side, rather, during Bush's first on-the-ground visit to the hurricane zone last week, he remained behind the scenes with Chertoff out front when the president went back on Monday. Well, Bush is going to go down again. For what reason? I have no idea. This thing is taking a lot of heat off of him for Iraq. But, ladies and gentlemen, the levees will be fixed. New Orleans will be pumped out. Reconstruction will begin. And that will be a story on file. That'll be in people's memories. We're still faced with Bush, his PNAC people, Vice President Dick Cheney, this thing, this Michael Chertoff. God, he's even scary to look at. We still have Homeland Security. We still have Patriot Act. We still have all the problems that we had before, but I guess this is a temporary respite for some people. Evidently, you don't need Karl Rove doing any spinmeistering while all the attention is on the aftermath of Katrina. Well, I guess you do have to spin certain stories because for a couple of days while this, I guess you could call it a real estate massacre, was going on down in the South, where was Bushy Boy? Well, he was playing guitars with people and having fun, and, well, he had to cut his little vacation short on his ranch in Crawford, Texas. We have a president that's in the know. That's the know-nothing category. Tim in Texas. Hello, Tim.
Yeah, my friend.
Hi.
I just wanted to second what you said at the very beginning.
Which is?
We need to increase our numbers.
Tim, you've known me for a long time. I've been saying this for a long time. I'll give you a little example. We have bumper stickers for the network that says Real Talk Radio, rbnlive.com. And on the bottom of it, it says, because you can't handle the truth. I've given away exactly 500 of these bumper stickers since we've been in operation since June 18th of last year. Tim, do you think we got a few more people than 500 are listening to this network?
Yeah, I imagine so.
Well, so would I. Mm-hmm. So let me see. That must mean that only 500 people have cars.
Well, I bought a whole big box of business cards and put my name and phone number on it and indicated that I'm a property rights advocate, and I put in each corner of the business card, three corners are occupied to things are occupied by websites or radio shows or directing right to rbnlive.com. And the other one, of course, is the Paragon Foundation, which is the only true property rights association there is.
And yeah, Derry Brownfield talks a lot about those guys.
Yeah, well, he's got one of the corners, and Chris has got one of the corners, and you got one of the corners. And I give these cards out everywhere I go. And there's ways of doing things. You just have to do something. You can't just sit and do nothing. As you know, as crippled up as I am, I'm finally, you know, getting out amongst the people a little bit here and there. But I'm passing out cards, okay? And that's what it takes. And I had two people that had been sitting on the fence for 7 years, John. They came over this morning.
Finally?
And they looked like the deers standing out in my road in the middle of the night. They finally, 7 years, John.
That's a long time to be tending a ungerminated seed, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Yeah, but I didn't quit. And that's the point I wanted to make. You can lead them to it, but you can't make them eat it. It's like the whole horse in the water story. You got to keep at it, John, like you.
Well,
like me, like Chris. You just got to keep doing it.
But you know, These ponies, look, Tim, these ponies only have so much life. And after the ponies are run into the ground, they're all sweaty, they're lathered, they're ready to drop. There is only so much energy that one little pony has.
I know.
Now, I'm going to be honest with people today. They may not like what I have to say, but it needs to be said. If we continue with the accelerated rate of the globalist, the gutting of this country, folks, I'm hoping you're noticing here what just happened in New Orleans. This is going to be the blueprint for the rest of the country. House-to-house search and seizures, confiscating weapons. You're a property owner? Not when you have a governmental agency sitting on top of your head telling you're either going to move or we're going to shoot you. But we might be nice. We might put some plastic handcuffs on you and move you. But that's going to be to an undetermined location. But it doesn't matter. The blueprint that you're seeing unfolding before your very eyes down in New Orleans, Louisiana, going on right as we speak, is going to be the plan for the rest of the country. And I'll tell you what, if you're still sitting back and saying to yourself, well, you know, I kind of listen to you people because you got some wild ideas, but every once in a while you give some information that's useful to me. If you're not getting this, then go back to sleep. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. If we don't quadruple, sextuple our efforts right now, we are going to lose this country. Period. No arguments. No recriminations. No coulda, shoulda, wouldas. I am telling you flat out, people, we're going to lose this country. And if you have not put forth your maximum effort to spread and disseminate the information, may your children pee on your graves. Tim, I can't say it any plainer than that.
Sounds, I couldn't have said it better myself, my friend. It's, exactly.
You know, some people are treating this like it's some kind of a game. Like
I'm
going to...
I'm out into it. I'm getting out into a different crowd now, and I'm doing my best to let that crowd understand what's going on. And a lot of them are listening. And I guarantee you, after this little government show of idiotness, these people are really going to start waking up, John. That's the only thing that I can see good about this whole deal. People are really going to start. Hell, all they got to do is go to the weather, push weather modification on your computer and see what happens. Start reading. Then download Agenda 21 from somewhere. Look, it's right there. That's going to be a wetland for the elite. That's what it's going to be. Sooner or later, John, and they're down there taking people. I heard a caller on another network, an ear witness. All he heard all night last night was automatic gunfire. And you know what that was? That was Americans shooting Americans. Do you understand, people? Can you hear me, people?
But you know what's going to happen, Tim? Those bodies, the body count, the people that they're shooting down there, well, we're never going to hear about it in the news. Because,
no, absolutely not.
Because what happened, what Bush declared from his little cushy Oval Office in Washington, D.C., is that don't take any pictures of dead bodies. This is the same edict that he put forth. We can't even have pictures of flag-draped coffins of our boys being unnecessarily butchered in Iraq. So it's kind of like a little hide-and-peek game. If it's out of the public purview, out of public sight, well, then they won't have to worry about that. This is the most disgusting time that this nation, this country, has ever been through. And it's going to get a lot worse.
Yeah.
I think, Tim, people are thinking, you know, maybe these people are alarmist. Maybe they're just reactionaries. Maybe they've got an agenda. Well, yeah, I do. I want my constitutional republic back. I want people that are swearing to the Constitution to actually read the damn thing and then uphold their oath of office.
Amen.
I want the criminals out of government. I want transparency back in. I want my Constitution back. And let's have done with these clowns.
God bless you and Sandra.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate your call.
Adios.
All right. What's it going to be, folks? The party's starting. What say you? I can sit here and talk about it all day, but what are you going to do about it?
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Out of the Salt Lake Tribune, frustrated fire crews to hand out flyers for FEMA. I'm not joking, folks. We don't make this stuff up. We give you the news off the wires. Not long after some 1,000 firefighters sat down for 8 hours of training, the whispering began, what are we doing here? As New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin pleaded on national television for firefighters, his own exhausted after working around the clock for a week, a battalion of highly trained men and women sat idle Sunday in the muggy Sheraton Hotel conference room in Atlanta. Many of the firefighters assembled from Utah and throughout the United States by the Federal Emergency Management Agency thought they were going to be deployed as emergency workers. Instead, they have learned they are going to be community relations officers for FEMA, shuffled through the Gulf Coast region to disseminate flyers and phone numbers. On Monday, some firefighters stuck in the staging area at the Sheraton, peeled off their FEMA-issued shirts and stuffed them in their backpacks, saying they refused to represent the federal agency. Spokeswoman, by the way, to this, Mary Hudak, said, I would go back and ask the firefighter to revisit his commitment to FEMA, to firefighting, and to the citizens of this country. Well, folks, I'll tell you why they don't want firefighters down there doing what firefighters do. Fight fires, rescue people. Firefighters don't carry guns. They don't walk into family residences with M16s, pointing and shouting at people, yelling obscenities, body slamming them. That's why FEMA doesn't want the firefighters down there. Because it just ain't Billy Badass enough. That's why. That's the bottom line. Oh, let me slow down here. I'm still heated up from yesterday, folks. Let me just take a few phone calls here and go the distance. Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
How are you doing, John?
Hi.
I agree with you 100%. I listened to last night's show. And first off, I was wondering if you've heard anything from Charles. He didn't sound too high in spirits last night. I mean, I know why, but...
Charles needs a rest.
Yeah. He needs to take a break, no doubt. After watching these guys going into these homes that had no water damage and stuff like that, they were high enough, basically knocking these people down, stuff like that, trying to get them out of their own homes when there was nothing wrong with them. I mean, self-determination's now verboten in America, evidently.
Well, I can say this now because most of the people have been evacuated out of New Orleans. And supposedly we've got the police and FEMA and all the federal troops down there to protect everything. We got people down there that got bars of gold and silver in their house, and they're not allowed to return to the house. Now, do you think their valuables, and I'm not just talking about gold and silver, do you think their valuables are really going to be there when they get back?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You got to wonder why they're shipping them so far off into places like Oregon and stuff like that, because, you know, they're probably up there trying to convince them not to go back to their house. Even though there was nothing wrong with it beforehand, it's now destroyed. There's nothing to go back to.
There was a lady that called into Derry Brownfield's show this morning, and she was from Rhode Island. And she said that we had 250 of them flown into Rhode Island up here.
Mm-hmm.
They're spreading them all over the place. They're putting them in soon-to-be-abandoned, supposedly, military facilities. There's flack going on right now about the 100-plus base closures. And I would just simply ask you fine folks, if you want to know why these bases are closing, why the big questions are raging, well, why are we shutting down bases here in the United States and building them over in Iraq? Go read 7277, Complete and General Disarmament in a Peaceful World. Tell me George Bush is an elitist. Tell me he's an empire builder. He's a lackey for the globalist.
Mm-hmm. Another thing, too, once these people get to where they're, you know, these out-of-state places, when they want to go back, who's going to have to pay the ticket to get them back? Is it going to be, are they going to be told, well, you got $2,000, you should have used it more wisely, or, you know, are they going to help them get back into their neighborhoods again?
And why was $40 billion, why did we have to have an emergency relief bill for the Gulf Coast? FEMA has gotten billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. Let's ask them to account for their expenditures.
No doubt.
They're too busy building underground bunkers for the government employees and politicians in case the country goes down. Well, they better pop their heads up out of the gopher hole there in Washington, D.C., because the sun is setting on this empire.
What do you think of Fitzgerald up in Chicago? What do you think is going to happen there?
I'm not aware of what's... Oh, that. Probably nothing.
You think?
Probably nothing. They're still sounding... A lot of people are sounding the message, let's get Bush out of there. You know, let's at the very least... Let's just chalk it up to incompetency.
Yeah.
At the very least.
I'm waiting for the next terrorist attack to happen up in Chicago, possibly, you know, very close to where the grand jury is happening.
You know, I've said this before. I don't think we're going to have another terrorist attack on this country. Not that we had one on September 11, 2001 that wasn't shepherded and fully backed by the federal government.
Right.
There's too many people now that are watching. There are too many, and if they're going to do a terrorist attack, it's going to have to cause mass casualties, mass panic, en masse. In other
but
words,
they don't mind that.
But hold on, they don't have the capability of doing that. What I have said all these years, and what I'm starting to look at, is the oil companies jacking up, and I got a story on that one I've got to tell you folks. But I am looking at an economic collapse in this country, when all cities simultaneously will have looting and rioting. That is their ticket.
Yep.
I don't know if they're going to be stupid enough. They may. They've done some mighty dumb things. They may be stupid enough to do this again while all eyes are watching them.
Well, take care.
All right.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Well, somebody's paying attention out there. I just had a school teacher came in to talk to me. I'm going to go talk to some of his senior classes, and they're going to get the real skinny. These are public schools, folks. They're going to get this real skinny and real poop of what's going on in the world with our government. We're going to load them up with pocket constitutions. He's going to pass them out to his class. Folks, quit asking me what should I do. Why don't you start asking yourself what you can do? Why don't you start plugging in your brain power? Are you unimaginative? Are you brain dead? Have you run out of ideas or possible solutions? Quit piling this, all of this, on a few, relatively few individuals. You know, I was listening to Alex Jones's show today, and Larry Pratt was on. And I had a hard time understanding why Larry Pratt was laughing so much. We are literally, literally on the precipice here. We're staring into the dark abyss, and there ain't nothing looking back at us. There ain't going to be no safety nets. You people are going to have to make a choice through inaction to one day cowering, kissing the boots of your taskmasters. This is what this country was all about. So we didn't have to have that system, the caste or the serf system. We used to be a nation of ruggedly independent, free-thinking people. And what the best thing was, that we had a government organized by men, that their first priority was to secure your liberty and your freedom. Without that, you have absolutely nothing. Take a look at the stage play that's playing out right before your very eyes. Watch the evening news tonight. Watch the reports of what's going on down in New Orleans. Property owners being thrown out. Their guns being confiscated. And they're not tagging them, ladies and gentlemen. No, no, no. They're not going to take them for safekeeping. They're going to go to the local smelter or probably end up at the bottom of the sea someplace. Who the heck knows? What are you waiting for? Because I can hear it now. It is sure, ladies and gentlemen, I am sitting here talking to you on this Friday. I can already see the scenario taking place. And the wails and the screeches and the hollering is going to be deafening. What are you doing to me? What are you doing to us? Don't you care? Wait a minute. We've got a constitution. You can't do this. You're acting like a thug. They've been doing this for a number of years, folks. We've been noticing. We've been telling you about it. Do you think that this was an accident? That the federal government responded to New Orleans the way that they did? Do you believe it was an accident? Do you believe it was incompetence? Do you believe that it was just a mix-up and chain of command and we can't get anybody to really to, you know, wade into this thing and take charge? Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars have been rolling into FEMA. You could not even get in a truck loaded down with bottled water and take it into the affected area. They're in charge, folks. They were down there cutting emergency communications lines. That's right, for the police. Why? Because they wanted to take total control. These are mindless individuals. They're very good order takers. Of course, they don't have the God-given sense that God gave geese. They're just very good order takers. And a lot of criminals are employed by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. You doubt that? Start looking around. Start reading up on it. Criminals, ladies and gentlemen, could you go to work for IBM? Could you go to work for, say, Dell, if you had a criminal record? You got to pee in a bottle? You got to submit to a background check? They'll even check under your toenails. But that doesn't stop the federal government from hiring criminals now, does it? You want to chalk this up to incompetence? You better have another thing coming. Why is Homeland Security Agency there in the first place? It is not for your safety. They just proved it. 4 years. And I can't tell you, I don't even know the staggering amount of money. They've got 180,000 employees now under Homeland Security. 180,000. Folks, let me tell you something. With 1,000 to 2,000 people, we could have rolled into New Orleans and had the job done before FEMA even picked its nose. We used to have civil defense. We used to have people in areas that knew the area, knew how to deal with things. Now everything is being micromanaged from Washington, D.C. And, oh, it's just another lack of communications. It's just another lack of incompetence. But don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to be told in the next week to 2 weeks that these people are going to fix the problem. They are the problem. How does a problem fix itself? Haven't seen it happen yet. I've been on the face of this planet for 52 years, and I have never seen a problem fix itself. The only way problems get fixed is somebody takes a look at it objectively and says, you know what? This is broke, and it can't be fixed. We need to get rid of it. Let's go back to the phones. Ray in Oregon. Hello, Ray.
Our country is in a state of emergency, and how it's come about is that the American people have been pushed into a reactive mode rather than an active mode. Now, government could not do what they're doing, the federal government, without the consent of the people, the sovereign people, who no longer are sovereign, but are presumed to be 14th Amendment citizens. Now, that presumption of a 14th Amendment citizen converts a sovereign man or woman into a slave, into chattel, into a human resource, owned completely by the government. Therefore, they can walk into and do anything they want in New Orleans or any other city in this country and do what they're now doing. They do it on the basis of the legal presumption that all living, breathing, flesh and blood, sentient, natural men and women are sureties, you know, for the juristic person, based on the birth certification, the Social Security number assigned to that juristic person, and also the fact that they are presumed to be 14th Amendment citizens. Now, I have a solution for all this. That's a pretty big statement to make. But your series with John Ainsworth and Ed Waller from North Carolina really is on the right track. The government installed now is a corporate fiction, a corporate government. It is not the constitutional government that was envisioned by the founders of this country. It has been changed by lawyers, by judges, and done in such an incremental way that the people didn't know what was happening to them while it was happening to them. Now they've got it all put together to where they must operate under the presumption that they're operating under law. They are not operating under law. They are unconstitutional. They are not, the courts are not Article III courts, and therefore none of their findings are lawful. We are operating under a system of tyranny, and we accept it. We consent to it. Now, here's what I suggest the American people consider. Let's go to all of the people who are writing these books, the authors, and have them waive their copyrights so that their material with regards to redemption, you know, removal from their 14th Amendment status is available to every person who wishes to use that. Set up groups of people who are paralegal, who have the literacy in law to process these applications for removal, and at no cost. It's an emergency. Let's pull together. Let's give up our need for greed, for money, for power, for position. Let's pull together and pull ourselves out of the system so that we are sovereign. Now, well,
and Ray, you know, that unto itself is only a temporary respite.
It gives you the legal standing to stand against the tyrants when they come in with their guns, and they won't have what they have now is the presumption that they're right, they're the law, and anyone resisting that is a criminal.
But Ray, you're an ex-cop, you were a sergeant, you're retired.
Yes.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Somebody's standing on their store, front step, their porch of their house.
Right.
When they have black booted, ski masked thugs with automatic weapons, do you think that they're going to listen to you if you tell them that, look, I'm not under your jurisdiction, I'm a sovereign citizen? That is going to sound more like gibberish, and it may even anger them. The problem I'm having, okay, Ray, and I'll let you talk here. And wait a minute. Now let me talk, and I'll let you talk. I understand perfectly what you're saying, and I'm in agreement with it, but they're moving way too fast. We are behind the eight ball here. Yes, there's a lot of people waking up, and thank God they're refamiliarizing themselves with something that's been around for over 200 years. It's called our government.
Right.
And once they reacquaint themselves to that and take a look at present-day chaos all around them, they start to ask some pretty intelligent questions. But the thing is that we do not have enough people to make an effective change. A lot of people, Ray, right now want to pick up a gun and start shooting people. Yesterday, I swear to God, yesterday, if I would have walked out of this building and saw a Mexican standing there in a uniform, armed, I would have killed him on the spot. I swear to God I would have done that. But that is not our solution. That is what they're waiting for. You know better than anybody, probably, that they don't care if every police officer, every county sheriff, every deputy, every FEMA employee, they don't care if every FBI or whomever else that's claiming authority, if they're all dead next week.
Right.
Because they have a replacement, don't they?
Right.
So we got to look at this thing, and the sense of urgency, I think what it is, where there is not enough people yet in this movement. There are a lot, but there's not enough.
Let me tell you the practicality of what I'm talking about. I've removed myself from the 14th Amendment status. Apparently, everything that I've done meets all the criteria for removal. Now, they came after me for 35 years for a paper terrorism and threatened me with 35 years. If I would cop to a plea, it'd be time served. I'd spent 128 days in jail waiting trial, and they'd have put me on probation. I refused to accept the plea. I went and represented myself in two trials. I was convicted in both trials, as predicted by the court watchers, that there's no way they're going to let me off the hook. Now, after being convicted, I got probation. No jail time. I refused to accept the probation. I demanded that they prove the jurisdiction over this living, breathing, flesh and blood, sentient, natural man, and they could not. And they would not. They still have not. Now, that's the point. Everything the courts are doing and the government is doing has power over legal fiction, the juristic person. They do not have power except for the power of the gun and handcuffs and the military over living people. And that's what you're talking about. Now, if the people themselves are uncertain as to who they are, if they believe that they are what the courts say they are, and that is a surety, an underwriter for the debts of the juristic person, then the courts own them, lock, stock, and barrel. They can take away your property, your home, your cars, your anything you have is not yours, but is the property of the state. That's how it's done. They can take your life because you're the property of the state. They cannot take the life of a living, breathing, flesh and blood, sovereign individual, you know, who has been given that sovereignty, his unalienable rights, by God. That they have no jurisdiction over. That's where they stop cold. Now, since my conviction, I refused to cooperate with them. I refused to accept anything that they gave me. I refused to consent to do any business with the courts. And they put me in jail, and when I continued with my hunger strike, they threw me out of jail because they were afraid I would die. Now, when they threw me out of jail, I had no charges hanging over my head. So what happened to the charges that led to the convictions? It's all a fiction, and I called their bluff at it. Now, since that time, you know, I have been driving without a license since 1999. Neither of my two automobiles are registered. I have put on the internet for all the world to see that I, from time to time, walk around with a .357 strapped on my hip when I go to town. Now, I'm considered by the courts as a felon who's telling them that he's not a felon, and if they can prove I'm a felon, come and arrest me. Because I'm walking around with a gun on my hip. They won't come after me. I've put a million-dollar lien on the governor of Oregon. Well, I haven't put the lien on yet. It's in the process. A similar million-dollar legal document leading up to a lien on the attorney general of Oregon and one on the secretary of state of Oregon. They are all criminals. They're all involved in the criminal cover-up of what took place in my case. My case is a watershed case. There are many, many people who did what I did, and they're in jail. I'm not in jail for one reason. I was not a 14th Amendment citizen. Rick Stanley has a great deal of publicity going for him, but the reason they got to him was he indeed was and still is a 14th Amendment citizen, and that's their hold on Rick Stanley. And over many, many people who believe that they're fighting the good fight, but they've lost sight of who they are.
All right. Ray, we've got a break here. I've got loaded phones. I thank you for your call. And one of these days, I'm going to have you up on the air, and we'll just talk about your case. And I want people to hear this. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, ex-police officer, sworn to uphold the law, found out what they were shoveling him wasn't worth the paper it was written on. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Couple of announcements. Next month, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be moving shortwave frequencies, and that will be on 11/9/20. Okay, for 6 hours a day. It'll be from 12 noon until 6 p.m. and that's Central Time, Monday through Saturday. And then the next step will happen rather rapidly. We'll be moving to 12 hours, 6 days a week of shortwave broadcasting. Okay? This has to happen. It absolutely has to happen. on the satellite, in case people have not gotten this, quit listening to rumor and innuendo out there. We're going to have C-band satellite at least until the end of the year, and I'm working on a deal that we can put it on beyond that, okay? But for right now, December, how many days? 30 days has September, April, June, and November. I guess December has 31 days, so we'll be on the C-band satellite at least until December 31st of this year. So don't let anybody panic out there, okay? First off, it wasn't that hard to get the job done. Everybody else bailed off of this and left the low-power FMs out there to struggle with computer feeds. And if you've been noticing some of the programming, you're getting little burps, little hiccups on your computer feeds. Well, that's buffering that's going on, and that's the inherent problem with computer feeds. So we will be on C-band satellite at least until the end of the year, and we're working on beyond. And what I'm going to do also is bring up Ku-band simultaneously to this, because there are advantages, especially for home listeners. That's right. You can put a little dish on the top of your house, and you get all the programming crystal clear. You ain't got to put up with shortwave fade and this, that, and the other. And I have another announcement to make. If you will go to rbnlive.com, we have a button on there, Republic Trading Post. People are calling us and asking, well, how can I support you? I bought everything you have, every book and every video and aeronizers and water filtration. Do you have anything else? Well, we got to thinking about that one. We have put up a store. Go to www.republictradingpost.com. There's a lot of items that everybody buys every day of their life. And we figured, why should you be giving Wally World your money? Or somebody that doesn't support this country, it's selling out in a New York second. We're going to carry some of the same products that they do. And we're doing it dirt cheap. And we're going to take that revenue that comes from that online store, and we're going to use the proceeds to help grow this network. Have been considering buying gold and silver? Check out Republic Trading Group. Why would you go anyplace else and buy your gold and silver from somebody else that you know that you're already getting a bad deal? And the clue is, folks, when they say to you, hang on to your investment for 4 or 5 years, the reason why they're telling you that is because they ripped you off on the initial deal. And we're taking the blinders off of this gold and silver mysticism that's been floating around out there. So we have a lot of things that are going into place. All we need you to do is just shop with us. That's all that we're asking you to do. I don't want to do another pledge drive for this network. And I thank all those people that stepped up to the plate, all of you. And I know who you are, and I've read your letters. I've read your emails. I have taken your phone calls. God bless you. But I want to keep your money in your pocket. And when you buy something, you can buy it, and you know you're going to get it at the cheapest price. And all of the proceeds go to fund this network, ladies and gentlemen, so we can expand. Time is short, is it not? We'll get to all of your calls, Hank, Alan, Bob, everybody just hang on. We'll get to your calls right after the top of the hour break. Hour two coming up on 7466.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.